Now, moving into its second year, the Australian Film and Television School, known as AFTERS, have produced a classic cinema program, and it's called Cinema Reborn. It screens over 5 days, and it gives audiences some rarely screened classic films from around the world. Now, this will include films from Cuba, Turkey, France, Italy, Belgium, and some pioneering work from an Australian filmmaker as well. On the line, we have Angelica Waite from the festival's organising committee to have a chat about this year's lineup. Good afternoon, Angelica.
Hi, Mick. How are you going?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for joining us here at 2SER.
No worries.
So we're into the second year of A Cinema Reborn. I'm guessing that the first year was quite successful. Can you explain the concept a little bit?
The content, did you say?
Oh, the concept of the festival.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we're a festival that's dedicated to showcasing films from that are new restorations. So we aim to showcase screen heritage and preservation and sort of to shine a light on archiving and restoration efforts that are going on all over the world. So we're in our second year this year.
Yeah.
Last year, the film festival did take place at AFTERS, and this year we'll actually be screening 11 films across the 5 days at the Rip Cinema in Randwick.
A beautiful cinema too. If anyone's not been there before, Randwick Ritz, sort of an old style cinema, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, it's really stunning. It's a beautiful Art Deco cinema.
Now, one of the rarely screened films you'll be showing is a powerful political film called Yol. It's from Yilmaz Gurney, a director who is a bit of a giant in Turkey, and he's done hundreds of films. And as a political prisoner under the Turkish military government, he made this film.
That's right. We're really excited to screen this film. It's a pretty remarkable film, and yeah, it's a really pretty incredible chance to be able to screen such an amazing piece of Turkish history, really.
Yeah.
It'll be a pretty exciting thing to have it as part of the Cinema Reborn program this year. And it's pretty interesting. Yilmaz Gurney, actually, the film was made from a prison cell.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, there's so much incredibly very complex history and politics that's, you know, innately embedded in the film. So it's going to be absolutely worth seeing that film.
Yeah, fantastic. You've also got a classic film, which people might recognise, In a Lonely Place, with Humphrey Bogart. Why do you think this film is considered one of the best film noirs of the last century?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think it has been really celebrated as a very iconic film noir. And I think it's got some pretty incredible performances from Humphrey Bogart and Gloria Graham. I think it's their performances, as well as Nicholas Ray's, you know, incredible, graceful filmmaking that makes this film a pretty amazing piece of film noir.
Mm.
So, that's another one that I think will be really exciting to see.
What sort of prints are these being shown with? Are there sort of, what sort of technology is being used?
Yeah, sure. So it's a pretty diverse array. We're lucky to have a few pretty amazing new 4K restorations.
Oh, great.
So three of them that we'll be screening, we have our opening night will be Powell and Pressburger's A Matter of Life and Death. So we have, pretty amazing new 4K restoration from Park Circus for A Matter of Life and Death. We also will be, Nicholas Ray's film, the one that you just mentioned, In a Lonely Place, is also a 4K restoration.
Nice.
And also the third is Jack Rivette's La Rigueur, The Nun, which is going to be another pretty amazing one to see on the screen. It's screened at Cannes Film Festival as part of the Cannes Classics.
Ah.
And it's a pretty celebrated work of Jacques Rivette's. We've got a few that are on 4K DCPs, and then we've got some pretty amazing 2K DCPs as well. So
yeah, nice.
They're all come out of these, you know, archives and film restoration studios and cinematechs that are working to sort of use technology to make sure that these films find longevity. And
And it's great we've got a festival like this where we can see them on the big screen. You mentioned Jack Rivette's The Nun. That was actually filmed, banned in France for quite a while. Was it a little bit risque on the old religious front?
Yeah, it's interesting, that piece of history. I think it was banned by the Commission of Cinematic Control. Mm. And it was charged with anti-clericalism. So it's a pretty powerful film that really does shine a light on abuse within the church and institutionalized power. So I think it was definitely controversial in its time. And it's now re-emerged with this new restoration as a really celebrated piece of cinematic history. And it definitely is, it's controversial and it's, you know, it's a difficult watch, but I think it's also saying some very important things, and especially at this point in history as well. It's quite an amazing film to revisit.
Yeah, quite relevant, I guess, at this time. Now, from a local perspective, you've got an early Charles Chauvelle, the son of Matthew. Now, he's better known, I guess, for his Aboriginal film Jeddah. But the son of Matthew, what can you tell us a bit about where this sort of sits in Australian film history?
Yeah, sure. So it's Son of Matthew. It gave its lead to the young. It was young Michael Pate who starred in this film. And the film really hurdled him into success, and he kind of emerged as a pretty important Hollywood actor. Sort of this film hurdled him into that success.
Filmed in 1947, I think it was, in Queensland.
That's right. 1949 it was released, and okay. It's a kind of pioneer days Australian kind of rugged film. It's one that we're presenting in partnership with the National Film and Sound Archive.
Oh, great.
And I think it's those relationships that are really important to this festival as well. We're kind of really trying to nurture those kinds of relationships both locally and internationally between local archives and international ones.
I think it's really important, and a lot of people don't realise that the National Film and Sound Archive are so important in restoring and keeping a lot of archival material from film and TV and music and everything. So it's really cool that they're involved. Yeah. Well, it runs from the 2nd till the 6th of May. We're talking next Thursday, I think it all kicks off. You mentioned there that the opening film, what was the opening film?
Opening film is A Matter of Life and Death.
Ah, yes.
Which is a really, it's a beautiful
Powell and Pressburger
fantasy romance. Mm. Yeah, Powell and Pressburger, that's right.
Fantastic.
On Thursday.
Thursday. So people can jump on to, what's the best website? Is it cinemareborn.wordpress.com?
Yeah, definitely. You can jump on there. We're constantly, you know, posting new updates there. But also, if you're wanting to go straight to buy tickets, you can actually go direct to the Ritz Cinema website.
Great.
And, we have an events listing there. So you can buy individual screenings. So we're really excited about it.
Fantastic. RitzCinema.com.au is where you can grab those tickets. And good luck with it. I hope it kicks on for a lot longer. The second year is always a positive thing. We've got through the first, and I'm sure it'll be even
right.
Bigger and better.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Bye.
Bye. That was Angelica Waite. She's part of the organising committee of Cinema Reborn, which is on at Randwick Ritz from next Thursday, May the 2nd, until Monday the 5th. And as I mentioned there, you can grab your tickets from RitzCinema.com.au.